From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Hank Van Myle. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from three donors. The first is Antonetta Martino from Toronto, Ontario, for the repose of the souls of Salverio Martino and all her deceased family, and in thanksgiving for blessings received. The second are Brian and Carol Klein from Innisfail, Alberta, in thanksgiving for blessings received, and the Daily TV Mass for the living and deceased members of the family and good health for all. The third is in loving memory of Anne Cannell from Kelowna, British Columbia, for the intentions of her family and friends. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Amen. And as we have placed ourselves before the Lord on this feast of the chair of St. Peter, again recalling that none of us are perfect, that we need God's guidance at every breath we take, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And on this feast day we say together, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that no tempest may disturb us, for you have set us fast on the rock of the Apostle Peter's confession of faith. True, O Lord, Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Now, as an elder myself and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as one who shares in the glory to be revealed, I exhort the elders among you to tend the flock of God that is in your charge, exercising the overseeing, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you do it, not for sordid gain, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those in your charge, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will win the crown of glory that never fades away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores bless my soul. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Praise to you, Lord, King of eternal glory. Praise to you, Lord, King of eternal glory. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. The gates of Hades will not prevail against it. Praise to you, Lord, King of eternal glory.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And the disciples said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We could say in our Gospel reading that it's the missioning of Peter. On this rock I will build the church, and what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And of course, what you lose on earth will be lost in heaven. And it's about leadership. And in the first reading of 1 Peter, it really talks about that. To to the elders of the church. The first letter of Peter probably was written after Peter died. It is the church who is expanding, but they use the name of Peter, of course, to give it authority. But do not lord it over your subjects. Don't lord it over them. Be one of them. Be what we call in these days a servant leader. Walk with the people. Don't not disturb heavy stuff. And when we look at the church, we have come a long way. And sometimes I look at the history of the chair of Peter as we can look at it as a child who grew up, became an adult, and so on. And I have a beautiful book I read a while back. It's just called The Popes by Rupert Matthews, I'm sorry. And he goes through every pope in language even I can understand. I'm not an academic, I'm just a simple guy. And it's in simple language. And of course, Pope Francis is probably the 266th pope. Well, academia is still discussing it because there are some dubious figures in there who might not have been a pope with all the schisms. But you can look at it as the church being born in a good family. We have, of course, St. Peter, who was the first pope, really, assigned by Jesus himself, missioned by Jesus himself to lead the church. And of course, the first popes, most of them were martyred anyway, but you see the church blooming. You see the church blooming, although it's illegal. And one of the beautiful, at least in my mind, beautiful popes was Pope Fabian, who was chosen because a dove landed on him, and the dove would not move. He just walked into the crowd. There's this commotion that's electing a new pope, and he's just really a peasant farmer, and the dove lands on him. And actually, I think he was a pope for about 14 years or so until he was martyred by Decius. But then the church changes as the Roman Empire was crumbling. And so we have, for instance, Gregory the Great, who was really an aristocrat and who was born to administer. And as the Roman Empire crumbled, he took more power, and he literally had to run. He basically took over the administration of Rome. And he had to, because, well, the Roman Empire was crumbling. Also a time when the Roman Empire, so Rome itself, used to have 1 million people, and by the time he was administering Rome, there were only 40,000 left. You can see how it all fell apart. And of course, after that, it became more that the popes had more power and more power, and it was kept in the family, so to speak. And the low point, actually, it's almost a joke, but it's not a joke. We have Pope Benedict IX. He was quite a character, died in 1044. At age 20, he was appointed pope, basically, at age 20, and because his dad had bribed a few people, so he became pope. Well, or in nice words, he made some accommodation payments so his son he could be pope. And on the day he was installed, on that night, he had a big party at Lateran Castle, at Lateran Palace, and he, you know, a bunch of prostitutes, and let the alcohol flow. A real low point in the church. But then, you know, we see again in the Middle Ages, things change. Pope Calixtus II, who imposed celibacy on the priest. And Innocent the VI in the 14th century, who ruled that cardinals should be included in major decisions, that the Pope cannot make all the decisions. So there's a progression there. And of course, as we move in the modern area, especially Pope Leo XIII, who really brought the papacy in the modern world, it was not a military power anymore, and who really worked towards social justice, especially in the Industrial Revolution, how things had changed. And of course, it just keeps going, and we have, of course, Pope Francis right now. Pope Francis, who's very much has a lot of influence on the world. People listen when he speaks. But it's always about social justice, bringing peace, environment, speaking out against violence and so on. And so the church has come a long way from, I call it, the papacy has come from infancy through the wild teenage years to adulthood. And Pope Francis, of course, is that sign of the adulthood of the church, how far the church has come. And when Pope Francis speaks, people listen, non-Christians listen. He does not have much political power, but he has power of persuasion. Amen. So let us bring our prayers before the Lord. We pray for all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intention book. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty ever-living God, we ask in our community prayer that you might guide us to enter more deeply into the spirit of Lent and into the forgiveness, reconciliation, and renewal that is offers us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
With Pope Francis, we pray this month that those with terminal illness and their families receive necessary physical care and accompaniment. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And let us pray for Pope Francis that he will continue to be blessed with reasonably good health as the vicar of Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for these prayers and the prayers in the silence of our own hearts, we lift them up to you, Lord. Amen. Sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name.
Accept with favor, O Lord, we pray, the prayers and offerings of your church, that with St. Peter as her shepherd, she may come to an eternal inheritance, for it is through his teaching that she holds the faith in its integrity through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift up the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you, Eternal Shepherd, do not desert your flock, but through the blessed apostles, watch over it and protect it always, so that it may be governed by those you have appointed shepherds to lead it in the name of your Son. And so, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Francis, our Bishop, the order of bishops, the clergy, and the entire people you have called your own. Remember also our sisters and brothers who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
And at the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day your daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. for the kingdom, the power,
and the glory of yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant our peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
And let us pray. O God, who at our celebration of the feast day of the blessed Apostle Peter have nourished us by communion in the body and blood of Christ, grant, we pray, that this redeeming exchange may be for us a sacrament of unity and peace, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.